Society encourages sense gratification. Sex in itself is not harmful. Indeed, quite the opposite is the case. We're not trying to devalue sexuality in any way, but are instead questioning the approach modern society takes to it. When sex is an expression of love, it can become a great positive force that yields many deep spiritual revelations and realizations. At its highest level, sexuality becomes a tremendous service to God and to the planet. Materialistic civilization has confused love with sex. It is no surprise that someone is raped almost every minute in the United States, or that about one-sixth of all children, boys as well as girls, have been victims of incest. We are constantly bombarded by advertisements urging us to enjoy our senses. Whether the product is a candy bar, a beverage, or a car, the idea behind each advertisement is that the consumer takes possession, enjoys, and thereby increases the potential for an exciting sex life. A major contributing factor to our difficulty in controlling sexual appetites is the influence of television and other media. Anyone who watches a few hours of television each day cannot help becoming sexually agitated. Not only do advertisements have sexual overtones, but many programs do also. In addition, movies are preoccupied with sex. This might not be a problem if the films portrayed healthy relationships, but unfortunately, they often show exploitation, abuse, and perversion. People also spend amazing amounts of money for special adult videos or for sexual programming via cable. And what do they think their children are watching when they turn on the television? Television puts us in an alpha state similar to hypnosis that makes us far more receptive to suggestion than usual. As we watch, images implant themselves in our minds where they can linger for days, weeks, months, or even years. Think about it. Remember the last time you saw an intensely sexual scene and recall how long it remained with you?